going here.
Mr. Dale.
Dale Renzo here.
Dale's here.
Mr. Fuller's here, and any additions, changes, or comments to the minutes, other than the correction for...
Recording in progress.
It says to contact Woodlock will be contacted. That should be Woodland Designs will be contacted. Other than that, is there any issue with the minutes?
Nothing I saw.
Nope.
Do I have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed? So moved. Econopac, we're going to table at the request of the applicant. They need another month to get their things together, do what they need to do. That way we can go directly to you to AutoZone. So with respect to AutoZone, Mr. Magnotta, have you had an opportunity to look at this? Do you have any comments about this application?
I haven't seen the new plan.
Okay.
So I presume that there's notes that he's going to present tonight?
Yeah, we have some minor changes, very minor changes, based on what we talked about at the work session
okay.
A couple weeks ago.
Mr. Fuller.
I don't think anyone, has anyone seen the plan yet?
That's the plan you sent to county, right?
Yes.
The revised plan, that's what this is, right?
The second set that came in on January 22nd.
So this is just some updates. So right. I guess nobody has seen this plan yet, but right. I can tell you the updates are very minor. It's two sheets.
Okay. Mr. Fuller, do you have, before we start, do you have any comments or do you have any?
I don't. I had issued a letter at the last work session just outlining, you know, what I'll call the, you know, checklist of scope items that we have to address. They've addressed most of them, but some of them are going to be conditions of any approval. I have not seen what we discussed, which was predominantly about the landscaping. So if you could, like, mm-hmm. speak to that,
yeah.
What the changes were, and then, you know, we can talk about endorsing it and moving them along.
So the only changes from this set that I have versus the revised set that was sent in is the cover sheet, we added the PIN number requested by the county. So that was just aimed with recording. And then the only other change to the right sheet. We had talked about removal of the sidewalk between right. the Dollar General and the site. So we added a call out, note 20, at alternate, basically to secure the removal, permission to remove from Dollar General and then remove the sidewalk as we discussed.
Okay.
Other than that, there were no changes made to the plans.
Except for the landscape, right?
We had added the landscaping last time.
Right.
Yeah.
They had it, but they were seeking waivers.
Yeah, I was going to say, what about the parking and stuff?
Yeah.
We talked about parking.
Yeah, we had requested the waiver, and then there was the, going off memory, the Planning Commission asked if we could change the language in the letter and specify why we're seeking the waivers. And so that was updated and sent by MDM. Shauna should have got an updated letter.
Yes, it's in the pile. I forwarded it to everybody.
Yeah, that's this letter.
You have that letter, Shauna?
Yes.
Yeah, we have it.
I thought I sent it to you also.
The letter of February.
January 20th.
The letter of February 13th is the letter you're discussing.
Yes.
I believe so.
We were following the following waivers.
Okay. As long as we have it. So we know what we're recommending.
Yeah, it's the same the waivers we requested at the work session, just...
Did you see this letter, John?
I did not. Can I just take a glance at it?
Absolutely.
John, the ones I have are 408.4 and 410.5F.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yes.
That addresses adequately what you want?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, exactly.
Very good.
And Tony Ditter didn't get this.
Did you get the letter for February 13th or not?
I don't see it.
Maybe she...
Shahada may have sent it. I have it. I do not see it. Sorry.
Yeah, maybe you can email it tomorrow.
Okay.
Yep, that's fine. As long as John is satisfied that there's an explanation, I'm happy with that.
I think that defines very well what they're asking for in regards to the waivers, and I think, you know, if the board can support that, I certainly can. And I think just the removal of that sidewalk that we spoke at...
Right, that was a hazard, so that's a good thing to come out.
And the staging, that the demolition is going to be done first, and that was revised in the notes so that it's clear in the notes. And the
that note was added to the cover sheet of the set that you have, but I can read it off here.
Right, but it was added.
Yeah, so under conditional use approval, for demolition of the existing buildings on the property must be completed prior to the issuance of any construction.
So it's clear that was part of it, right? Okay, that's one of the questions we had. So.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think, you know, just based on my letter, you said that you got a response to the mailer.
Yeah, so Bob's aware. We submitted the mailer, and turns out, who would have thought, we don't need sewage planning.
Yep.
So, I mean, that was done. I think the only thing, you know, conditionally would be obviously the MPDS permit and PennDOT, right?
Right. Well, PennDOT, I think, already...
Well, we haven't heard back from PennDOT. So it would be PennDOT, which we're expecting to hear back from them soon, and then the MPDS permit. From...
Yeah, the only thing in question, you know, is the amount of traffic and whether the entrance could handle it, and supposed to be able to handle, what, 1,500 cars a day?
I don't know the numbers off the top of my head.
I believe it was 1,500.
Well, yeah, we're underneath the threshold. We're just waiting for confirmation officially from them.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to... The issue is going to arise when they do that back lot.
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, yeah, if they do it.
And they're leaving that one building and going to be using that in the meantime?
What? The garage?
Yeah.
No, they're taking that down. They're demoing everything. We had told them they could keep the garage, but they decided to demo it.
So, John, other than the NPDES permit and clarification from PennDOT, there's nothing else that needs to be clear conditions, correct?
No, they've got everything addressed.
Oh, probably the fire chief.
If it's anything other than...
We submitted to the fire chief. We haven't gotten any comments back. So I don't know if there'd be comments from him.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't...
Because it's accessory structure.
Yeah,
it's
we would just... We should wait for comments from the fire department.
If you got rid of the apartment and made it a garage again, you could keep it.
Have you reached out to them?
The plans, Carmen sent the plans over. And I believe, Carmen, if I'm wrong, he said via email he was going to have comments last week. And we don't think we've received anything yet.
Yeah, Chief, hi folks, this is Carmen. Chief Bello said that he would have comments by last Wednesday. We didn't see anything. We took it as no news is good news. We did point out to the chief, we did give him a truck turning plan to show him that if the WB-62 can get in and out, we're pretty comfortable with his fire apparatus. We did get it out. We showed him the location of the existing fire hydrant. We explained the non-combustible nature of the construction of the building, that there is no sprinkler system. And I think Kevin might have recommended we point out to him the floor has the well to protect the wellhead protection ordinance. We pointed that out to him too, and we gave him the same set of plans we submitted to the board, which had the floor plan and the building elevations.
So, do given what we need to put on as conditions, do you, John, want to fashion the motion?
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to. So I would say the application as it stands with the most recent plans, what are they dated?
Good question.
Yeah.
2013.
Two sixteen. So the most recent plans dated 2/16, with the letter dated 2/13, with requesting the waivers for landscaping.
Right.
All right. Is that dated 2/13?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. 2/13.
Explaining the waivers.
Explaining the waivers for landscaping. You know, an NPDS permit, which will be a condition.
Subject to the approval of the NPDS permit.
And PennDOT.
And subject to PennDOT.
PennDOT's approval. The fire department's comments
to the... Fire department's comments.
Right. And any state, federal, or whatever applications would apply.
Do you have, one question, do you have any ENS letter of adequacy?
That'll come with the NPDS permit.
Okay.
You can list that, but ultimately they kind of...
They have to have it for the NPDS.
They go hand in hand, yeah. You know, they essentially go hand in hand. You don't get one without the other.
Right. So we have a motion that you understand?
Yep.
Who's making the motion?
I'll make that motion.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
So moved.
Thank you.
All right, so
you're
going to need to get the sets of that new plan to us so that we can sign it, because we should be signing that.
No, my question...
And this plan that I have here is the old one, dated November.
So my question to Shahana, and she recommended I ask you guys what your preference would be, because there's only two sheets that changed, so we could send over just, you know, six copies of the two sheets, and they could be swapped out in the set, or we could send over... however many full sets you
Well, the cover sheet and the landscape sheet.
The landscape sheet's updated there. It's just the demolition is the only
the
thing.
The demolition.
It's more than six, right?
If you...
Whatever
you work out with the secretary, but they're all put together, we'll just have to come in and sign them after. We can't sign them tonight, that's all that.
Yeah.
Whole sheets would be
less
work for me.
You need
whole sets?
Whole sets.
Okay. It would probably be easier. I mean, that way there's no issue.
There's no question, and you just throw the other ones out.
Throw the other ones out.
Probably
we're cutting trees, but...
Huh?
No, I think
John said we're killing trees.
No, we're cutting trees, not killing. But the I think for benefit of the secretary and the board, just for clarity, I would just bring whole sets in.
Yeah.
Yep. This way, there's no chance for a mistake.
There's no chance.
Then you can have them for scrap.
Yeah. No, well, thank you.
Okay.
I know.
No, thank you.
I know how it goes.
You and Carmine have been real good to work with this, and we appreciate your patience too. So I hope the rest of the board feels that way.
Absolutely.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
See you soon.
Have a safe trip back, Tom.
I'm going to sit for a little bit, Joe, Mike.
You can sleep if you want to get
it. Yep, if you choose, that's up to you. John, the floor is yours. You can take it in whatever order you want to take it, or whatever you want to deal with, that's fine.
Well, I just wanted to take, so to recap, I mean, on how we left, last meeting we focused on two items. One was the data centers, and the other one was Act 537, and I think for 537, which I haven't met with Bob since we had the work session, but you know, I'm going to kind of update what he had put together so we can create something that the board can review, approve, and then send on to the supervisors, correct?
That was my understanding. You were basically going to give it engineer ease.
So I was going to massage it and put it into a formal thing that, you know, we can then ultimately
submit to them.
And then I'm just asking.
How dare you?
We're gonna put it in engineering language. But anyway, that ultimately has to go, once the supervisors accept it, we have to send it to DEP, right?
Yeah, then in the meantime, we can start putting that together, everything that we need, everything on the checklist.
In order to do it, you have to do a task activity report, right?
Yep.
And then you have to notify all the players in the Delaware River Basin Commission.
There's a whole list of things we got to do.
Right, so is that going to be your responsibility or is that going to be John's? That's what John's trying to clarify.
We'll work on it together. In fact, okay. You know, when we're done this evening, you know, we'll set up a time to meet and we'll outline everything that needs
I got
to
call my mom and make sure it's okay though.
Call your mom.
I spend more time down there.
I think for the sake of DEP and for communication, they're going to want that through your office though, right?
I already told them it's going through their office.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I would think for clarity's sake that we should have the secretary notify the supervisors that we are engaging our engineer for that specific purpose, so that there isn't any question later or what, especially for the billables. There's going to be money coming through that. But I would like a record that we're covering ourselves with that.
Yeah.
Basically the secretary asking permission to engage Mr. Fuller in the 537 process so that we know that he's being paid. Let's not have somebody, this is going to be contentious, and let's not have somebody come back and say, you know, that's out of your scope. That's what we're.
No, I mean, I appreciate that, but I mean, you know.
I don't think there'll be any problem, but
no,
let's just do it to be safe.
I think it's something that we certainly have to do and get it done. So
is that okay with our solicitor?
It certainly is.
Okay.
I feel much more confident with an agreement between the parties.
Okay.
So that's 537. And then with the data center, I know we spent a lot of time. We're all looking to try to attend the, I'll call it a seminar for lack of a better, or information.
Workshop,
whatever it is.
That's March the 4th. What day is that?
I forget.
Thursday.
Yeah, I think it's a Thursday.
Wednesday.
Wednesday or
Thursday.
Wednesday. Yeah.
So, you know, I think just figuring out action items moving forward. I mean, I know we're going to do that, and it probably is prudent just to witness that so that if we learn anything valuable, you know, we can certainly add it to the ordinance. But I think the intent is to use the county's ordinance, right?
That was the basis for what we were.
The county's ordinance is what most everybody felt was the most appropriate. And what portions of that gave concern?
Just the melee setbacks, height. It was mostly the numbers, and then we had given some talk to the solar, because in there they referenced that the solar should be on the buildings or on parking lot covers, which I kind of agree with. So I don't think we should change that. Because if it's in there, we can always reference it for another part of our ordinance if we have to. Because you're allowed to reference one part of the ordinance to go to another.
So I think, you know, Tony had some comments, and then we have the basis of the ordinance from, you know, from the county. I think one of the other things we talked about is engaging the planner to look at an overlay zone.
Right.
Now, is the planner on board yet?
The planner's on board now.
Right, so give John the planner's contact information so that do you have her email address and phone number and that stuff? Be sure that John gets that.
So then I guess the question is, who's the holder of the document? Is that Tony's office? You know, as far as...
I have the draft that I did, which I'm pretty sure we sent you a copy, John.
Oh, no, I have it. I was like, you're the...
So I was just wondering if the board's okay. One of the things that we talked about last time was the 7 acres. I think our consensus was that it should be at least 10.
No, I think we went to 15.
15? Okay. All right. And 100 feet between 100-foot setback to a residential?
I think we had said 200.
I think we said 200 to residential.
200.
Yeah.
Now, the normal setbacks in that zone are 50 and 25, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And I think we said with a minimum, we had kicked around a couple different numbers, but I think we settled on 15 acres.
Yeah, we settled on 15 okay. acres. We settled on 200.
For a setback.
For a setback to residential.
To correct. A residential zone, yeah.
But what about setbacks in general? Are we going to go with the general setbacks, or do you want to have bigger setbacks?
You know, it would have to be really based on whether they can prove that there's going to be noise coming from it or not. Because they really don't have, like, a lot of employees. Their biggest thing for noise is going to be generators. So if they could have, the generators enclosed in something that's the noise is not going to travel past the property line, I don't see why you couldn't give them less setback, but...
Okay. I think we're starting to make things confusing when we make it one way for one and a different way for another.
That's the problem, yeah.
I think we need to... If we're going to go with bigger setbacks, we're going to keep it that way. I think that's what we need to do. And mm-hmm. and then the question is, how do you justify the setbacks being different? Just because of the noise or potential
because
noise?
Because of the use. The type of use.
I would say it's based on the use and predominantly noise, right? I mean, what is
based upon the based upon the probability that noise will interfere with a residential use. Hmm. 200 feet, I don't know. They might challenge it. We'll see.
Well, again, 200 feet setbacks on a 10-acre property
mm-hmm.
might be considered a taking. 200-foot setbacks on a 100-acre property is a different issue.
Yes.
I 200 feet all the way around a 10-acre property is a significant piece of the property.
That would be.
Is it not?
Well, I think that was one of the reasons we went to 15 instead of 10.
To larger parcels, yeah.
To a larger parcel.
Well, it just pushes it towards the center anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, it pushes it in the middle.
Yeah. And so if they're going to put they have to deal,
and what are
they
we
have
doing
to deal with lot coverage anyway, so.
What are we dealing with lot coverage for them? Are we giving them the bonus and doing the whole 65% without...
Well, depending on the same way as everybody else, it's going to have to be depending on the stormwater and all that stuff, the septic and blah, blah, blah. They can go up to 65%, but I think we still have it at 25%, right?
The DT zone is 25% unless granted a variance by the board.
I mean, if that's how the ordinance currently reads, I think you can leave it that way, right? Say it's 25% or by variance, then they would have to.
Well, I don't think it's by variance.
No, it's by approval.
It's by approval.
Yeah, it's
by approval by a board.
Right.
But at that point, they have to prove why.
Yeah. By approval of the board at recommendation of the planning commission is the way it's
correct.
Written. Is the way it's written, yeah. I believe.
Right, that is how it's written.
And this issue is coming up. More and more often. I reviewed a plan earlier this afternoon for 4 warehouses that are going to hook into a sewer authority I represent in Lackawanna County. So, and they're all large warehouses. It's a 660-acre tract.
Hmm.
They're saying they're going to have 300 employees in each warehouse.
A warehouse or a data center?
Warehouse.
Warehouse, yeah, that's possible. I know data centers don't have as many employees.
Well, but we're going to the warehouse ordinance after we do this, and common sense would say to me, we're basically looking at the same size buildings.
Right.
Yes.
So are we going to be applying similar standards as far as the setbacks and what we're going and what's happening to them?
I would say yes.
I agree 100% with what you just said. I think we have to.
I say we would, because the difference is going to be the warehouses are going to have tractor trailers pulling in and out. There's your noise. Mm-hmm. So there's no reason to change them.
Well, and that's my question. Then, if we're going to do that and we're going to apply that to them, then is it appropriate to apply the same thing to everybody? I mean, this is. I know it's muddy in the water right now, John, but this will make. It'll answer that question of the warehouse part of the ordinance, right?
Well, it should. Yeah. I mean, the difficulty is: are we looking at set? I mean, I think the lot coverage. I don't see any reason not to be consistent with the DD zone. You know, do the 25%, and then if they want to seek an increase, they have to justify it. I think that's just what your ordinance says, and you know, there's no reason to change that. I think the bigger issue is, you know, to building setback versus to disturbance. I mean, you could have a warehouse that's, you could say, okay, it's got to be 200 feet back, but the parking lot could be within that 200 feet. So you defeat the whole purpose of, you know, that buffer or that setback from a residential zone. So are we looking at building setback? Or are we looking at
Land development setback,
exactly.
Well, you know, we're already allowing parking lots close to residential, but not truck parking lots.
Well, yeah, these are different uses.
You got to be able to distinguish between the different uses. I mean, if it was an employee parking lot in the 200-foot setback with no trucks.
I do have one concern, and I'm starting to see it now in certain places. My concern is that a couple of these warehouses that have been recently built in the last 5 years are empty. I don't know why, but they're empty. And it seems like the data center people are very anxious to
retrofit,
occupy an empty warehouse.
Well, it makes sense.
Well, I think it makes sense, and that just goes along with the conversation that we had, that they should all be by the same rules, because that makes total sense.
Did somebody down the pipe realize that this was going to happen, and that's why they built so many warehouses that had no use?
I suspect that at the time they built them, they did not know. But I'm sure they're very gratified that they have a use for him now.
I got to give Shaola a call, too, because last time I talked to their planning board, they had one wanted to come into Shaola. So I got to see if that went any further.
So where are we going? I like what John brings up, the land development setbacks. Mm-hmm. And I think that, and quite frankly, that's where we've got ourselves in
issues
with
before,
with having parking next to it or using the front of the property because one uses it and the other doesn't. And we're the parking over there on Independence Drive with the tire place. Yeah. That was a big issue. Now they're smaller pieces of land, but the concept is the same.
Yeah. And perhaps, John, what we can do is kind of what we talked a little bit about in this data center ordinance was the evergreen or buffer plantings.
Yeah.
To cut down on noise, try to cut down on unsightliness.
But the evergreen, the evergreen plantings, the noise barrier, if we're going to limit the disturbance, oftentimes that's already with us.
Generally, yeah. You have natural buffers, yeah.